How did you feel about the results of the Scottish referendum?
Personally, I wasn't too upset by it. I don't know. It was an interesting one because part of it is sort of the people I was surrounded with. I was in an interesting situation. I went to a private school for secondary school on a bursary, so I was one of the poorest students.
Oh, so wait. I'm sorry, just for me to backtrack. When the Scottish referendum happened, you were still in high school then?
Yes.
Okay.
But for the Scottish referendum, 16-year-olds were allowed to vote.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's usually, a nice little thing.
Yeah, usually it would be 18, right. But 16 and above, you were allowed
to
vote.
That's nice, yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay, so go on.
So the school that I went to, there were a lot of very rich kids, kids from middle to upper class backgrounds.
This is in Scotland, eh?
Yes, okay. Yes. So the school was in Aberdeen, which is obviously like oil capital of Europe. So there are a lot of oil kids there. So a lot of them tended to be of a particular political swinging, which I wasn't quite, you know, from. I've never been particularly opinionated. I've been very much like, okay, well, I have my opinion, you have your opinion. Like, I don't need to get in a fight about it. I'm not telling you you're wrong, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I personally felt that the British government, because it's in London, right? And there are more people in the entire of London than there are in the entire of Scotland. So the government being in London, it's going to be quite London-focused. And the further north you go, the less sort of paying attention they are to those areas. And Scotland, well, yeah, there's not that many people. Comparatively, there are a lot of people there. So a lot of laws that passed are sort of very relevant to the south of England. And they're not bad, necessarily. But I feel that the Scottish government governs Scotland better because, you know, they're based in Scotland. So I was personally leaning a bit more towards, yeah, you know, maybe independence wouldn't be so bad. Like, you don't know until you try, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's worked for other countries. Mm-hmm. Why not? I wasn't upset that we didn't have it because it just, you know, just stayed the same for me.
Okay, so there wasn't any kind of an emotional letdown?
Or no.
You wouldn't have had an emotional rush if you did leave?
No. Mm. I mean, if it had gone badly, obviously, yeah, I would have been a bit upset by that. But yeah, I think part of the reason a lot of people did vote yes was that we did think that there was the possibility of remaining in Europe.
Right.
And the way the British government was going, it did look sort of, you know, there were a lot of people who wanted to leave the EU. So Scotland was sort of like, oh, well, you know, if we could like go independent but still be part of the EU, that would be pretty cool. And now obviously with Brexit, I don't know, because obviously I don't speak for the whole of Scotland, but I think some people who originally voted no were a little bit annoyed.
No, in which referendum?
Oh, who voted no to independence.
To Scottish independence?
Yes, because I think some people didn't think we would be able to stay in the EU.
Right.
Because they thought, oh no, they're not going to let us in. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we'll have to change our money and stuff. Mm-hmm. We won't be able to use pound sterling, and we won't be able to stay in the EU. And then, so some people, I think, who thought that, voted to stay in Britain.
Because they thought this is the better...
Yeah, the better...
The lesser of two evils.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes. And then Brexit happened. So I think some people are a bit like, what?
What the...